The First Amendment Center is a unique national institution that works to preserve and protect First Amendment freedoms. The center is a partner with the Americana Music Association in presenting the Spirit of Americana Free Speech Award, honoring an individual for combining creativity and career with freedom of expression in a manner that makes a difference in all our lives. To present the Spirit of Americana Free Speech Award, please welcome the Managing Director of the First Amendment Center, Gene Polasinski.
Good evening. The First Amendment Center is pleased to join with the Americana Music Association in presenting the Association's third annual Spirit of Americana Award. Now, most awards of this kind recognize individuals who reflect a particular and a predictable point of view. They come from a particular political or social spectrum. They've given voice to this or that cause with a sort of familiarity. But what's unique about this honor, in keeping with the spirit of the freedoms of the First Amendment, is that its goal is to recognize those who, regardless of their point of view, have spoken out with passion and with purpose throughout their career. And through this honor, to remind all Americans of the importance of protecting free expression, be it in words, art, movies, or in music. My former colleague Ken Paulson, in presenting the first of these awards 2 years ago to Johnny Cash, noted that the man in black had put passion ahead of product. Last year, in presenting it to Kris Kristofferson, we noted that a man who had spoken out despite extraordinary career risks to write songs and to sing songs that tackled a tough subjects. Tonight, similarly, the Spirit of Americana Award goes to a singer-songwriter who definitely speaks with passion, who has been willing to challenge authority and tough topics, voicing his own opinions, no doubt at times risking sales, success, on issues ranging from the death penalty to censorship to war, landmines, economic policy, a very broad range of issues. The freedom to say what you think is most valuable when what is said by someone who has put thought behind those words. Be those words make us comfortable or angry, enthused or upset, involved or opposed. Ladies and gentlemen, the recipient of tonight's Spirit of Americana Award, a man who clearly both says what he thinks and challenges us to think about what he sings, Steve Earle.
Presenting a special edition Gibson Montana guitar is Gibson Senior Vice President Nina Miller.
It's a pretty one. I'd have to bang some of the new off of it. We're living in really, really scary times, and you know, an award like this shouldn't be, you know, necessary. Nobody should get an award for saying anything that they want to say in a democracy. And but I do appreciate it. I've heard some, you know, some pretty frightening things lately. I've actually found more to be optimistic about than pessimistic in the last few months. I think people are starting to get it, and you know, it remains to be seen whether either candidate gets it. But people are starting to get it, and I just hope we don't have to, you know, we don't scare each other anymore. And it's, you know, the idea that for artists out there, and there are a lot of artists here, you know, make no mistake that you can say anything you want to say, because this is a democracy, and nobody's going to hurt you because of that. People may try to intimidate you, but you know what? I've lived through the last couple of years, and it was kind of fun. And no one seriously threatened me at any point during the last few years. And I tell people that, and I especially tell people outside of this country that, and they don't believe me. They assume that I've had death threats and people come into my house. And, you know, there are people that maybe don't buy my records anymore, but they're, you know, people that I just assume not have at my shows anyway. Thanks a lot. And I'm gonna sing something.